people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Now, what is it like taking the complaint-free challenge? I am doing it again. This is my third time in 15 years. And I have also talked to many people who do it and have done it. One of the things that I've discovered is that we get this excitement when we make a commitment. When we decide, for example, this is why we love New Year's resolutions. I'm going to change this and I'm going to change that. And that actually causes endorphins to be pumped into our bloodstream. When we make decisions to change our lives, I'm going to lose 5 pounds, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to go to boxing lessons every day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When we make a decision like that, it is exciting. Inside of us, we go, yes. And our minds intentionally block us from thinking or feeling or considering the struggle that it's going to be, the opposite behavior from what we have done. Yesterday, I was, let's see, Monday, I went to the gym and worked out. Tuesday, I did not. Wednesday, I did not. And along came Thursday. And what I thought to myself was, going to the gym on a good day is like carrying a 20-pound weight to get myself to go. I put on my shoes, my shorts. Once I'm there, I'm okay. But missing a day, then it becomes a 50-pound weight. Miss 2 days, and it becomes a 100-pound weight. So I dragged myself with that 50-pound weight and went to the gym last night. I felt so good after having done it. Whenever we make a commitment, we overestimate how easy it's going to be. And then when the challenge actually hits, most people give up. Let me say that again. Most people give up. We are somewhere pushing 15 million bracelets around the world. The reason we don't know an exact figure is we've got publishers of mine that are sending out bracelets all the time with the books. They always package them together. And we've got publishers doing that all over the country, so we don't fully know. But people are taking this challenge, and most of them are not fulfilling it. And that's the reason I came up with the videos and I came up with the ebook. I want people to stay with this. I've seen what it does for them and for their lives. One of my favorite stories of transformation is Alden Clark. I wrote about Alden in Complaint-Free Relationships, I think. I know he's in my movie. He's very touching in the Complaint-Free Revolution movie. He just touches your heart. If you haven't seen it, check it out. We have a movie called Complaint-Free Revolution. Go to acomplaintfreeworld.org to get more information. Anyway, so Alden owns a hair salon in Houston, Texas, SOK, the salon on Kirby. It's on Kirby Street. And several years ago, it's probably been 10 years ago now, Alden noticed that there was just an excessive amount of complaining going on at his business. And what really sort of galled him was that the stylists would cut people's hair, and then they would go into the break room, many of them, to take a break a little bit before they would cut someone else. And each time it was like they would meet up and they would complain about the person whose hair they just cut. Oh, that person's so tacky. Oh, that person's so stupid. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh. And they would always, because complaining is a competitive sport. Remember, we talked about that. Complaining is a competitive sport. They would always out-complain each other. And it was just killing the energy in the salon. And I don't remember which year it was, but I know it was New Year's Day, because Alden loves to tell the story of going out on New Year's Day and trying to find a paint store that was open on New Year's Day. And finally he did. And on New Year's Day now, he buys several gallons of purple paint, comes back, and he paints the break room purple. He then paints in big letters, a complaint-free world on the purple. He hasn't told his staff any of this. They're all taking the day off. He changes the screensaver. I've seen it. The thing that pops up when your computer is not actively being used, to our logo, a complaint-free world. And when everyone showed up on January 2nd, he gave them each a copy of my book, A Complaint-Free World, and he gave them each a complaint-free bracelet. And he said, everyone who's here must take and complete the complaint-free challenge. Now, what happened? To a person, they said, yes, this is great. We love this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This mass of chronic complainers, and it wasn't a mass. It turned out, as in most cases, you just had a hive of negativity in the midst of a big field. You had a beehive of negativity. And so everybody loved the idea. And Alden took the challenge and took it seriously. And he began to change his bracelet. Several people did too. Every time they caught themselves complaining, and they laughed and made a game out of it. But then what do you think happened? That's right. The chronic complainers went right back to being chronic complainers. And they didn't think they were complaining. Most people who are chronic, serious complainers do not think they're complainers. So it doesn't really work to get upset with them for being negative and complaining. They don't know it. So they started, and when others began to give them feedback and encourage them to do this, they rose up. Three of his stylists, his top three stylists, rose up, met together, and said, we're not doing this stupid complaint-free challenge anymore. And if you make us, we'll quit. Now, Alden was making commission on everything that these people brought in. He was struggling at the time. And he walked over to the door, held it open. And the way he tells the story is, I saw three stylists and $156,000 in annual revenue walk out the door. Now that takes chutzpah. That's guts. And he did. And then one of his people, all of the rest of the people were so inspired, so inspired, that one of them made the 21 days without complaining. And you know what Alden did? He rewarded that stylist by giving him a week's pay. What do you think that did for all the other stylists? Not only did they stay with it, they began to accomplish and achieve it in record time. And as each one did, he gave them a week's pay. And Alden has kept this up now for over a decade. He has two locations. He has dozens of stylists. Every time I see him on Facebook, he and his son are traveling around the world doing something just incredibly fun. He seems like one of the happiest guys I know. I talked to him just a few months ago. And he still asks or insists that everyone who comes in take the complaint-free challenge and complete it. And when they make it, they get a week's salary. What do you think the environment is like there? He has a complaint-free hair salon. You know, people always say, I can't believe the complaint-free movement began in a church because churches are so full of complainers. Think about hair salons. And these people are challenged to not complain, gossip, or criticize. If you're ever in Houston and need your hair styled, go to the salon on Kirby. This is the kind of power of taking the complaint-free challenge. When people are serious about it and dedicated to it, We get a lot of dabblers, and I write about that. We get dabblers and we get doers. The thing is, dabblers in the complaint-free movement are dabblers in life. They dabble at this, they dabble at that, but once it becomes a little bit too difficult, because even though they've made a commitment and even though they know this is going to improve their life, it's just so much easier to sit down, not do anything. That's how I felt last night, man. The couch was iron and my butt was a magnet and it was pulling me. And so I had to pull my way to the bedroom and get ready and go out, take my boxing lessons. Bottom line here, everybody, take the complaint-free challenge. Become aware of how often you complain, and slowly over time, you will begin to complain less. We've seen it work in the lives of millions of people. We've also seen the transformation it's had, not only in little businesses like Alden's, but also in marriages. There was a woman who flew from Seattle to Kansas City to hug me back when I was still the minister of the church, which I was there a little over a year. Anyway, she flew there because she and her husband had filed for divorce. They both took the complaint-free challenge, agreed not to complain to each other or about each other to anyone else. And she said it healed their marriage. I never knew it was going to do all this, y'all. I've just been the lucky person to have been the one to carry the message to others. So I'm handing it to you today. Click share now. Let other people know about this. Let them know that they have this support to take the complaint-free challenge and all the wonderful benefits it'll do in their life. Just click share. I'm going to go back and read your comments now. All right. I know we covered that. Back on day one, after complaining to myself about slow neighbors driving down our driveway when I needed to get somewhere. Willow, you brought up a very good point. If you speak it out loud, and even if no one hears it, yes, it's a complaint if it's expressed. So good for you. And you know what? I told the story yesterday in the Complaint-Free Life group. I don't know if you saw it, but I did a short video about how I complained the other night, and it was really funny. So members of the Complaint-Free Life group, be sure and check that out. All right, Complaint-Free Life Inner Circle. Misty, hey Misty, good morning. I'm grateful for the good and bad things because at least I have those things. I heard that. Imagine just having the bad and none of the good. Linda's commenting on something I said earlier. Horses or humans treat them good, more likely to get a good result. Humans, predators, need to be partners and leaders for best results. 4-H and good horses. Good, better, bests. Exactly. Very good way of putting it. I think I've shared with you before that I spoke at a Pat Pirelli event, and yes, he taught me so much about horses. When you begin to understand that we are predators and horses are prey, and you've got to treat them the way they expect to be treated by other prey rather than a predator, changes everything. Hey, here's the weather report from New Berlin, Wisconsin. Fantastic Friday jump starter, says Juanita and Dominic. 72 degrees in New Berlin. Up to 90 today. Wow, y'all are going to faint. Grateful for a good dentist and antibiotics. People used to die from infected teeth. Yes, they did. Hey, there's my buddy and John Smith. Beautiful Carolina morning. John, you need to come down here and get a job working at the Caribbean Club playing music. Yes, to be free of complaining and freedom, says Barb. Yes. Willow says share. She was the first one to click share. That's awesome. I like that I am more aware of how much negativity I was making in my life. The bracelet has helped me catch myself complaining and how to listen and respond to complaining people. You know, the other day, Mary, and by the way, thank you for sharing. Mary clicked share it as well. The other day, I talked about this idea of multiverses. And in a multiverse, you've already done what it is that you think that you think or whatever. I believe that I believe that we live in a multiverse of we're just a step over from the really good life. And it that step that we've taken is in our minds. We see things as bad. We see things as negative, and we focus on what's missing rather than what's present. All complaining, by the way, is focused on what is missing and what is wrong. All right. Misty, shared. Look at all these shares. Greg shared. Happy weekend, everybody. Yes, and I want to remind you once again, today is not Friday. Today is Friday, isn't it? All right, because I took Wednesday off this week, so it threw me off a little bit. So I will not be here this weekend. As I said earlier, I'm going back to 5 days a week, and that feels much, much better for me. And I'm grateful for having all of you here with me. Be sure and tell your friends and family to take the complaint-free challenge while we are offering this. Everything is free. Just pay a dollar for the bracelet, shipping, and handling. Take good care, everybody, and I will see you Monday morning. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.